Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
In an hour and a half, Charlie Sheen's coming up live to respond to all the hit pieces and with some other breaking news. Paul Watson joins us in the next segment. We'll continue to have open phones. And, yes, I'm going to announce tonight on the website and then live tomorrow on air, we're going to play the winning video. First, second, and third prize for the latest poster contest. I'm announcing it a few days late because I'm trying to watch all the videos, and I watched a bunch last night, and there's so many. In fact, I would ask Kurt Nemo to just post them all in one area because I was searching around, and I couldn't find some of the pages I found earlier. We've gotten so many. Because I just want to judge these correctly. But want to thank everybody for the great job they've done as well. So that is coming up. Right now, let's go ahead and go to your phone calls. Adam in Texas. Oh, no, that's an old list. Karen in Oregon, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Thank you so much for all you do, and thank you for the brilliance of helping Charlie Sheen with that letter to Obama. That's wonderful.
Well, I mean, that was only a small part of it. It was his live appearances, the video message. The video message is the biggest thing we've done.
And it's working well. Now, I have an idea that I would like to float for you. They seem to just make light of us when we try and show up. They downplay the numbers. They don't pay any attention to us. It's a money game. We keep losing. And I'm thinking maybe we should go about it a different way. Like on the 15th of next month, maybe all of us, millions of us, all across the country, could withhold our dollars and not buy anything from large corporations that day. And if we do it in massive enough numbers, we can also pick up the phone and call Congress and tell them we're keeping our dollars today. We never gave you permission to spend.
Well, I think general strikes are always good to show the power of the people. The problem is the real economy is a very small part of the financial reality. The banks have created thousands of times fiat currency compared to what there really is in tangible property. And so they've studied human developments and human societies and algorithms. They know that we can do a strike for a few days, but we'll just come back and end up spending just as much money later. I'm not poo-pooing your idea. I'm just saying lots of different ideas, lots of different systems of resistance are important. But I do think it's important to more and more boycott mainstream media and just keep discrediting them. They had a poll out that less than 30% of Americans trust mainstream media and that Americans trust alternative media more. So they've already lost the people's trust.
Well, how about if we combine doing a strike, if we buy the things that we need, because governments can't give us clean air, clean water, healthy food, or communities within which to live and thrive, or integrity, and those are really the things we need, but we can give them to ourselves. And if we collectively could withhold our dollars, and possibly some of us even stay home consecutively, and call up and let them know you've turned our descendants into debt slaves before they're even born. You're selling us out at every turn. You've poisoned our air and our water. You've taken our homes from us and our money. Let's stay home. Let's fortify ourselves within our homes on the 15th. All of us, millions of us. Don't you think we could have a shot at turning this without firing a shot? Using brains and not bullets collectively? Millions of us staying home.
Well, sure, I just don't have the power. The listeners do, and they really pushed it in a few months from now, to have a strike. We've heard a lot about trucker strikes and things. If you look at Argentina, they had strikes for 6 months a year. But at the end of it, they were all basically poor slaves. They weren't first world anymore. It's going to take more. It's going to take taking over the counties, the cities, the states. It's going to take abolishing the Federal Reserve. It's going to take identifying the real enemy of humanity. That's the number one thing.
Food security from eFoods Direct, the most valuable protection your family can have. It's a scary world we live in. Schools closed, businesses shut down, and reports of death, all from the swine flu. We've had more bank failures this year than the previous 10 years combined. And money will soon be more valuable as toilet paper due to the nation's $12 trillion debt, which is why gold is now over $1,000 an ounce. According to the Atlanta Fed chief, unemployment is actually 16%. And the solution for every one of these threats to your family is food security from eFoods Direct. Call 1-800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com. Food security for your family from the new Nutriversal Foods from eFoods Direct. Just add water, and in minutes your family will enjoy gourmet restaurant taste, health food quality ingredients, and a guaranteed 10-year shelf life. Food security from eFoods Direct. The most valuable protection your family can have, even more valuable than gold. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, welcome. We're now 8 minutes into this second hour today. We are simulcasting the remainder of this second, third, and fourth hour at PrisonPlanet.tv. I want to say hi to all the viewers out there tuning in. Charlie Sheen is going to respond to the media hit pieces and their cowardice coming up in about an hour and 20 minutes with us today with some other big announcements. Phase two in our operation to put 9/11 truth back on the front burner, and not just let the establishment put out new fake bin Laden tapes, and not just let the establishment have more fake terror raids. Remember, it came out that Cheney had done fake terror raids in New York, wanted to use army against U.S. citizens to set the precedent, to use the army against the general public. It's all about precedent setting with these lawyers. And we've got a lot of other key news coming up today. But Paul Watson wrote a story Monday concerning this latest bin Laden tape. Now, others in the past have been proven to be fake. The Intel Center is run by Rumsfeld's former deputy, an expert in psychological operations. It has some other top CIA personnel working there publicly who have been involved in psychological operations as well. I mean, this isn't just some normal CIA person. This is black ops. They've been caught uploading Intel Center video with the audio, before with the Intel Center logo in the same video layer as the Al-Qaeda logo. Well, supposedly Intel Center should load theirs in later unless they produced it. The graphics were produced at the same time, laid on the video at the same time. Also, voice print's been done of all these different bin Laden tapes. It's not bin Laden when they check it with real bin Laden tapes. They just make a voice key, a voice ID with it. It doesn't pass. Then they've had linguists listen. It's not Osama bin Laden. So I wanted to get him on about that subject. Paul Watson joining us from PrisonPlanet.com. Good to have you on with us, Paul.
Good to be back, Alex.
Okay, break down some of the history of this and some of the other fake tapes, and let's look at this newest tape.
Well, there's so many aspects to this, Alex, but the key thing about it historically is that the emergence of bin Laden tapes or Al-Qaeda tapes or Adam Pillman tapes or Al-Zawahiri tapes repeatedly, and I mean in every single case basically, their release coincides with watershed moments either politically in relation to Iraq, Afghanistan, or the U.S. presidential election, or watershed moments in the progression of the 9/11 truth movement. Now, on the latter, May 2006, there was a major Zogby poll that got released that said over half of Americans think that 9/11 is a cover-up. Days after that poll came out and 9/11 truth was pushed to the forefront of national media attention, a bin Laden tape was released, and in that tape he reinforced the myth that he had carried out 9/11, despite the fact that in the first four video and audio tapes after 9/11, Osama bin Laden repeatedly said that he had nothing to do with 9/11. And it was only after December 2001, which is coincidentally when the foremost bin Laden experts in the U.S. reckon that he actually died, it was only after that time that the infamous fat bin Laden tape came out where he supposedly took the blame for 9/11. And then in the subsequent video and audio tapes after that, he took the blame as well. So obviously now you have Charlie Sheen last week coming out and pushing 9/11 truth back to the forefront of national public attention. And lo and behold, a new bin Laden tape gets released. So from that perspective, it does have ties to progression within the 9/11 truth movement is normally followed by the establishment attempting to reinforce the official story by having bin Laden or Al-Zawahiri come out and reinforce the official story that Al-Qaeda carried out the attack. But even more strongly is the historical track record of these videotapes coming out immediately around the time that either the Bush or now the Obama administration need some cover, need some support for their failing agenda, both in Iraq and Afghanistan. Now, probably the most infamous example was right before the invasion of Iraq, when Colin Powell was making his infamous presentation to the UN. Powell referenced the fact that an audio tape would soon be released in which bin Laden claimed he was allied with Saddam Hussein and that this tape would be broadcast shortly afterwards. Now, to anyone who has even a basic knowledge of geopolitics or religion regarding bin Laden and Saddam Hussein will know that those two are sworn enemies. They always were. And to have an alliance would be like, you know, Ahmadinejad and Bush having an alliance. It would be completely out of the question. But Powell forecast that a tape would be released that proved a bin Laden link to Iraq. And lo and behold, it was. And that was a key. It was a key piece of evidence that Bush cited as a reason to invade Iraq. Most of your readers will remember right before the 2004 election, the October surprise, Bin Laden appeared right on cue when Kerry was leading Bush by a few percentage points and looked like he was going to edge the election. Bin Laden appeared to attack Bush on October 29th, and a few days later, Bush won the election. And later, both Bush and Kerry attributed Bush's victory to the appearance of that Bin Laden tape in late October of 2004. And even Walter Cronkite, the veteran news reporter, said it stank to high heaven and it looked like a Karl Rove orchestrated setup. So then you've got other examples where these tapes emerge amongst the most politically opportune moments for the government. On two separate occasions for 2 years running, Ayman al-Zawahiri, the number two to Bin Laden, so-called deputy leader of al-Qaeda, came out on the eve of the State of the Union speech in January 2006 and then again in January 2007. And in 2007, the big debate was about the Iraq surge when Bush wanted to send 100,000 more troops into Iraq, and it was getting a lot of opposition. Right before the State of the Union, al-Zawahiri came out and attacked the proposal, saying it would never work, and that gave Bush, it greased the skids for him to ram through the proposal. And in fact, in that State of the Union speech in 2007, Bush cited al-Zawahiri's videotaped speech as a reason that people should support the surge policy in Iraq. So now we fast forward to today with this release of the Bin Laden, the supposed Bin Laden tape yesterday, and it arrives on the back of the deadliest month ever for US forces in Afghanistan since the invasion. 46 US troops dead in August, and September is going to rival that, which is the highest monthly toll of the entire conflict. It also arrives on the back of a CNN public opinion poll, as well as others, that show that, quote, opposition to the war in Afghanistan is at an all-time high. And this is also following up the obviously rigged election where the US puppet Hamid Karzai, the former Unocol executive, has been returned to power on the back of his supporters setting up fake polling stations and creating fake ballots that returned him to power. So you've got this massive opposition to what's happening in Afghanistan as Obama plans to extend that war, as well as the war in Pakistan. You have top generals in the UK and the US criticizing the policy in Afghanistan. And lo and behold, Osama bin Laden pops up again out of nowhere on this audio tape and says that Barack Obama is, quote, powerless to halt the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq, which, as I wrote in the article, seems a pretty odd statement to make in light of the fact that Obama has only extended and aggressively beefed the campaigns in Afghanistan and Iraq. The withdrawal in Iraq was a mirage. He moved some troops out of the inner cities and just moved them out to the edges of the cities. And as you've talked about, Alex, 50,000 contractors were sent back in again.
Okay, absolutely. And we're talking to Paul Watson about his article, CIA-linked Intel Center releases highly suspicious Bin Laden tape. We now have more of these fake New York raids where they admit, oh, these are preemptive, we had no evidence. Turned out Cheney did those earlier and wanted to charge the guys under military courts, they were U.S. citizens, to set the precedent to use the military against the general public. Under Bush, and now under Obama, they've issued DHS reports listing that Homeland Security is for conservatives, gun owners, libertarians, Ron Paul supporters, anti-Federal Reserve people. So this whole police state is for us, not for al-Qaeda. Even if you believe al-Qaeda, admittedly CIA created, attacked us on 9/11, you can clearly see that the whole Homeland Security apparatus is being used against we the people. So we'll talk to Paul Watson more about that in a final segment with him on the other side of this quick break. And then we got Charlie Sheen coming up in about an hour and 10 minutes from now. We're going to continue with your phone calls, get into all the big new flu developments with forced inoculations being discussed, and a lot more coming up. This is the GCN Radio Network. Stay with us.
ECigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting ecigarettesnational.com. That's the letter E, cigarettesnational.com. ecigarettesnational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's A-L-K-A-Zone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
Paul Watson, going straight to your calls and a ton of news on the other side of this break. Paul, finishing up with the latest fake bin Laden tape, all these fake raids. Clearly, they were building up to bolster the official 9/11 story before Charlie went public. Now they're accelerating it. They make national TV programs countering us, attacking us. They clearly are worried about what we're doing. That shows that we're affecting change and that we have a chance to stop these people, or they wouldn't be spending so much time and energy going after us.
Well, the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq fundamentally rely on the official 9/11 story being true. Like Webster Tarpley says, if that can be denigrated and discredited, then it completely undermines the foundation of their wars. What's interesting about almost every Bin Laden tape is the fact that whoever has scripted it, and all the experts say that Bin Laden died in late 2001, everything since then has been scripted. Whoever's scripting it betrays an intricate knowledge of US political talking points that only somebody who closely followed it would know. Remember back in 2000, the London Independent reporter went out and met Bin Laden and was flabbergasted about how Bin Laden was completely cut off from society and that he didn't know anything about even major news that was breaking at the time, and he accepted newspapers from the reporter like it was gold or something because he was so keen to catch up on the news because he was completely cut off from it. These tapes betray a knowledge, a deep knowledge of political talking points, which is why the rhetoric contained in them is similar to the same rhetoric that we put out and that opponents of Obama put out. They're ascribing our criticism of Obama to Osama bin Laden as a means of discrediting it in the overall picture.
Absolutely. Now, good propaganda has to sound reasonable, too, or the public is not going to buy into the bait. It has to sound like it's a real critique. So these are legitimate critiques, but it's coming from al-Qaeda, bin Laden, and so now it's discredited. On another subject, Glenn Beck clearly came out and said we had to have the banker bailout, and it was good. He supported the Patriot Act. He said Ron Paul was a dangerous piece of crap. As soon as Ron Paul lost the election, suddenly he was his best friend. Glenn Beck has clearly been positioned to manage and be loyal opposition for the establishment, controlling the libertarian slash conservative backlash to Obama. And I get all these mean emails and calls. I can't believe how ignorant. In fact, I was reading some of the comments on PrisonPlanet.com on my open letter to Beck that just went up a few minutes ago that we're asking folks to put out. And they were saying, oh, Alex must work for Acorn. Yeah, we've been attacking Acorn day one, making a film about Acorn, exposing Acorn, selling books exposing them, having Tarpley on. And you've got these fake mainline conservatives. See, we're already back to left-right. Now I'm a commie. Now I'm for Obama because I am pointing out that Beck is loyal opposition. Can't these guys understand that both parties and both movements are controlled?
Well, it doesn't look like they can understand that because they don't have the attention span to watch a 3-minute, 20-second YouTube video where Beck, when he was on CNN, is saying that he supports the bailout, and then later when he's on Fox News, you know, every day he's attacking the bailout just because when he supported it, Bush was in office and now Obama's in office.
Yeah, he's counting on people not having long attention spans. And I'm going after Beck in a nice way to try to just point out to his followers that he will betray them so that they'll notice while he's doing it. I mean, he does it right out in the open. This is painful, Paul. I mean, I'm committed to defeating the globalist takedown of the Western world. And I just wish Beck wasn't a traitor.
Well, how can he be, quote, a libertarian at heart when he vehemently supported the USA Patriot Act and he supported the wars of aggression launched under Bush and continued by Obama? Those political opinions are not subscribed to by the vast, vast majority of libertarians. So he's leading people astray. And anyone that can watch that GQ video where he stages the crying on demand and doesn't think he's a phony after that is just completely deluded.
Stay there. Let's do 5 more minutes on Beck, then I'm going to the phone calls. Charlie Sheen coming up live in the next hour. This is GCN. Stay with us.
on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar power generators are now available from Solutions from Science in Thompson, Illinois. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready. With a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science, go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Are you constantly tired? Have a hard time concentrating? Experience muscle weakness or have problems with digestion? The solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body. Liquid Zeolite, available only at RestoreYourHealthNow.com, captures toxins and physically carries them out of your body. This safe and effective way of detoxifying can easily remove heavy metals and contaminants. Studies show that Liquid Zeolite captures triggering antigens which cause allergies, migraines, and asthma, decreasing the rate and severity of these symptoms. Liquid Zeolite is a tasteless and odorless liquid that, when taken daily, supports a healthy, happy, and active lifestyle in an increasingly toxic world. And Liquid Zeolite is so gentle that you won't even know you're taking it. Although your list of ailments may be endless, the solution is simple. Try Liquid Zeolite for yourself by visiting RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Or call 1-800-976-0025. That's 1-800-976-0025 today.
Before I get back into Glenn Beck and the open letter and video to him, Paul, what about this Kanye West guy at some video awards getting up as a stunt, grabbing the microphone away insanely? I guess just in his hatred of the lady who was on stage. Obama responds to that, but Charlie Sheen says, I want to meet with you with 9/11 first responders and families of victims of 9/11, and the White House says, we're going to take a pass on that meeting with you. They did respond to Sheen. He'll be talking about that coming up next hour. I mean, just talk about incredible pettiness.
Well, that's right. I mean, this was reported this morning that an ABC news report was talking to Obama, and he had, you know, the White House claims he's too busy to even acknowledge Sheen's letter, never mind meet with Sheen. But obviously he's not too busy to talk about some mindless antics of this hip-hop star jumping on stage at an MTV Music Awards show. He spoke at length about that, and yet he can't even acknowledge questions that are shared by the 9/11 victims' family members that are, you know, put out in this letter by Charlie Sheen. So again, it's total hypocrisy. In fact, Obama routinely makes mindless comments about everything under the sun, yet he can't even acknowledge what Sheen's done.
Well, the silence really illustrates how they're afraid of the facts. They just got to have their Fox News and ABC News pundits and John McCain's daughter come out and name call. And remember, John McCain in Popular Mechanics, in that totally debunked joke of a research book, wrote the foreword attacking me by name. I mean, they attacked me in the first page of the book. I have the Senator John McCain attacking me. That shows they're concerned about what we're doing, and they will not debate Charlie Sheen. They can't debate Charlie Sheen because 6 of the 10 commission members agree with Charlie Sheen.
Well, they're scared to death of the power of the 20 questions that are outlined in his letter, and that's proven by the fact that hundreds of these hit pieces, which came out, mainly the ones over the last few days, completely invent things that Sheen was supposed to have said. They put words in his mouth so they can politicize, polarize, and make the issue partisan. They claim that Sheen said Bush planned 9/11. And as everyone knows, you know, Bush couldn't fight his way out of a paper bag. There's no way he planned 9/11. Sheen isn't even saying that. And they know that by ascribing those words to him, they're just going to turn everybody off to it so they can spin it as just another, you know, deluded Hollywood.
It would turn everybody off, but people know the media lie. So they're just digging a deeper hole for themselves.
Right. And I mean, O'Reilly, Hannity, McCain's daughter, none of
Limbaugh.
Them even responded to Sheen's challenge to debate them on Larry King Live. They haven't even responded to it. So that just shows that they're afraid of the power of those 20 questions that are outlined in Sheen's letter, backed up by that bibliography.
Absolutely, Paul. Okay, in closing, Glenn Beck, do you agree with me, and I want your honest response to this, I don't spend my time bashing Limbaugh. I don't spend my time bashing people I disagree with who I think are phony conservatives. I tried to explain that Bush was just a puppet and that they would bring in a left-wing savior and then he would sell everybody out. But Glenn Beck is particularly disingenuous. Limbaugh did not support the banker takeover bill, the banker bailout. Michael Savage, Sean Hannity didn't support that. Beck made more trips than any other talk show host to meet privately with Bush. That's on record. He brags about it. Beck, when Ron Paul had a chance to win, he came out and really killed the campaign and said, this guy's dangerous. His people talk about bombs. He twisted the thing about money bombs. He still badmouths him on radio. He's very two-faced, is what I don't like about Beck. And now they have put him as the leader of the resistance to Obama-controlled opposition, so in 3 to 4 years when they put a Republican in, there won't be real revolution. And so Beck can steer everybody. He just really is a key person for the New World Order, because if we could have a real peaceful revolution of ideas, a real move to audit the Fed, to end the Fed, which Beck, by the way, isn't calling for, that I've seen, he supports the Federal Reserve and says they're great, and then badmouths them at the same time. I mean, can't people see Beck is there to co-opt and control things? Paul? We lost Paul's connection in England. That happens sometime. Let's get him back on, because I want to get Paul Watson's take. We couldn't even contact England on our studio lines in Texas today, so we used the Genesis lines in Minnesota. Maybe some phone things going on between the United States and the UK over in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean. Across the pond there. But that's why I'm trying to be friendly about this. And I have no illusions. I know Beck's an operative. I know he's not going to listen. But at least I'm going to be on record now pointing out he was for the banker bailout and the Patriot Act and demonized Ron Paul supporters and said use the U.S. Army on us. And yesterday I was watching him. We had Fox News on in the break room. And Glenn Beck was saying, our republic is falling. It's on its last legs. Save it. This is all of our terminology. And many people pointed out Beck has changed much of what he says to mimicking what we do here, which would be flattering if it wasn't so creepy. All I want is freedom and the Republic saved. And I'm telling you, Glenn Beck is a Trojan horse. Glenn Beck is a Benedict Arnold. Paul Watson, do you agree with me about Glenn Beck and about having to stand up against him and point out that this guy is completely two-faced?
Well, Beck is there to sucker the grassroots conservative in and make them believe that they can fix everything by voting in a Republican in 2012. I mean, Beck is the equivalent of what people like Olbermann and all those MSNBC anchors were before Obama got in. You know, they put it out that we could get the change we deserved by voting in Obama. Everybody went out and did that, and look what we've got. We've got the exact same policies, and in fact, an aggressive expansion of those policies, both with the wars and the financial bailout. So it's about making people veil in the fact that the only way to change the system is to reject the two-party monopoly, but Beck is hooked into that. And I mean, for years before he even was on television, we would talk about Beck and post articles on the website about how he was a virulent neocon. And he always has been. And now he poses as this libertarian when his every political stance is the exact opposite of what a true libertarian would embrace.
Well, Paul, I know him so well, I was able to successfully predict how he would debunk FEMA camps. When there's bills introduced to set them up, they're already set up. Houston Chronicle, New York Times, civilian inmate labor camp, we emailed it, we mailed it to him, and I knew what he was going to do. I mean, this guy is so evil. I mean, he's so obviously a fake and a two-face. I mean, again, Limbaugh wouldn't even support the banker bailout. He's far worse than Limbaugh.
Well, they're kind of lining him up, as you said, as the new Limbaugh, aren't they? But, I mean, there's already signs that he's falling from grace. I mean, apparently he's lost half of his advertisers in the past couple of months. So, I mean, maybe people are starting to wake up from him, but obviously some of that's come from the fake left-wing assault on him, which is just about crushing freedom of speech. So it's kind of a pincer movement that we're caught in. We have to defend him when he's under attack by people who just hate him because he has different political opinions to them.
Well, again, he's meant to polarize. He's meant to make it a Republican, Democrat, Fox News, MSNBC bipolar system so that people really get invested in supporting Republicans, and then they're going to have the victory in 2010 and the victory in 2012, and then all the FEMA camps are built, the police state's built. The Republican that comes in will just expand it all, and then we'll be called Communist Al-Qaeda again because we're not supporting the right-wing version of the New World Order instead of being called right-wing fascists by the controlled left. It's so elementary, and it just fools the public. And that's why the public's losing their standard of living. That's why foreign banks are raping you in a big way for tens of trillions of dollars in the last few months. And, Paul, I mean, the good news is, though, a larger and larger portion of people are getting that both parties are controlled, are understanding the bait and switch. And I don't think this is going to work much longer. I mean, they pulled a rabbit out of their hat with Obama, and the same people that run Obama, Wall Street, are the same ones that run Beck. Beck and Obama are really twins in this thespian, theatrical, Shakespearean event. And there's not many more rabbits they can pull out of a hat. Time is running out. People aren't sophisticated enough to know exactly what's happening, but they know they're being lied to.
Well, the fact is that trust in government and corporate media is at an all-time low. I mean, the figures are that 29% trust the mainstream media, which even that seems like a high number. But the fallout from that is the response is for authorities to claim that, you know, quote, conspiracy thinking has infected all areas of society, which produces things like the Psychology Today hit piece that we featured a couple of years ago. It's not conspiracy thinking. It's not some virus of mindless thinking that everything's a conspiracy that's infected society. It's just the fallout from the fact that government and media have lied to us so consistently and so brazenly for the past decade, you know, in our face, basically, that people are going to lose trust in everything. And that's why people...
And that, by the way, is a problem. It's good to question, but the system has lied so much and been caught staging terror attacks and been caught engaged in every form of corruption, and CPS nationwide openly run, almost in every case, by pedophiles. I mean, they're openly admitting they're drugging our water and poisoning us in the White House science czar's own textbook. It's all so real that now the public doesn't trust anything, even if it is bona fide. The public's still lazy. They won't go check stuff out. So they just think everything's a lie. I mean, society, Paul, is degenerating and collapsing. I do want to tell the listeners right now, and that's part of the New World Order plan, this learned helplessness, where things get so bad that everybody just kind of gives up.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's two ways that that can fall. The way that it's going at the moment is that people have no trust in any authority whatsoever, so they're kind of just falling back on the celebrity mindlessness and the little obsessions that they have in their own personal lives, and they're just focusing on what they can personally control and then trying to ignore what's going on in the world. I mean, that's what's happening at the moment from what I can see. But I mean, the other end of it is, if people lose that much trust in any authority whatsoever, then you're just going to get anarchy in the end. And like you said, that may be what they want, to reinforce the command and control position once people have lost all trust. Because if things turn really bad and you have an economic collapse, then from anarchy they can seize control once again. But at the moment it seems that people are either really clued into this and really know what's going on, or they're just falling back on their own little personal obsessions and going that way. So there's a real chasm as far as that's concerned.
Well, you're absolutely right. Paul Watson, will continue to track all the great reports at PrisonPlanet.com, reposted at InfoWars.com. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Alex.
You bet. I want to go to Ryan, Steve, Bick, Thomas, and Annalisa, I believe they pronounced that, in San Fran. Ryan in Indiana, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up, man?
Good, sir. Go ahead.
I have a lot of insight into a lot of things I wanted to share with people. And, there's so much on my mind I want to talk about. This Gutfield, I didn't even know that this homo was named until the other day. You know,
for mm-hmm.
this Fox News guy who wrote the article on Gutfield, or on Sheen, you posted on your website.
Oh, the red-eye little weasel.
I mean, how could you say you believe in any God at all to write something like that? I mean, that was one of the most despicable things, and I read a lot, you know, and that is one of the most inhuman things I have ever read in my entire life.
No, it was meant to be nasty. It was meant to be hurtful.
It
was meant to say, if you don't submit to us, we are going to destroy you. But it doesn't work anymore. Go ahead.
And what really gets me is, you know, people who are uninformed about the Illuminati, and people who don't have any sort of actual insight into the Illuminati, you know, they're hearing all this back and forth, but they really don't know, you know, a lot of different things. And even I saw this article yesterday that just blew my mind, that, you know, they had the Professor Langdon from, you know, the Da Vinci Code movies. They were kind of saying, you know what, there is no actual Professor Langdons out there. There's no one who really studies symbolism, and, you know, that's just a moot. Are you serious? Are you serious? There's no one who studies symbolism. Let me tell you something about symbolism. The triangle and the you tell me what a sphere and a triangle inside above the FEMA logo means. The triangle is the biggest sign the Illuminati have. Are you serious? Look at that as an artist, okay? If FEMA came to you and said, you know what, we need a logo, what's the purpose of a triangle in the middle of a sphere above this symbol?
It's saying FEMA protects the New World Order. The circle is a sphere of protection around the New World Order command and control hierarchical system.
You have to understand that these people worship Satan. Okay, Satan is their god. They have to pretend, you know, to love Christ. That's why every politician is so into, you know, they're Christian, they're going to church, blah 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 blah. You know, because they have to appear that way. Because if you said, you know what, I worship Satan, well, you know, that already history has already proven that there'll be enough people to come around and kill you. You know, that's just how it is. But
well, the word occult means hidden. And the elites operate through secret societies, through intelligence agencies, through shadow government. They do their business in the dark. And more than that, the symbol of the pyramid means the hierarchical government, where those at the top have the knowledge, those below don't. And so through the mysteries, through understanding how societies operate, the priest class has total control over society. The priest class are actually Luciferians. They have Satanists and other sadistic people that serve them. We'll be right back after this quick break. Please stay with us.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting the countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
Continue with your phone calls. Charlie Sheen is coming up in about 30 minutes. I was just talking to him on the phone. Wild stuff going on behind the scenes. I wanted to bring Ted Anderson up, though, just for a few minutes, because gold is at $1,003 right now. And and the dollar has been going up and down. The banks are now putting tens of trillions on the streets as they buy up assets. It is just incredible to see this happening. And now Obama's announcing he wants the banking reform to give unlimited power to the Federal Reserve to take over every facet of our economy and to give that new authority, that illegitimate authority, he can't do that, to this new offshore private consortium. Ladies and gentlemen, the smart money is in gold and silver. The smart money is getting out of the paper. I told you to get into gold 5-6 years ago when it was $300 an ounce. Now it's above 3,000. And all I know is it's one of the only smart investments where you can actually hold on to what you have. I believe in physically holding metals, physically holding silver and gold in your hands. Ted Anderson, tell us the latest developments.
Well, sure. I'll just correct you on the spot price of gold. Right now, it's at $1,009.10, so it's up a lot.
Oh, excuse me. It was $103 an hour ago.
$1,003. You're right about that. And anyways, yeah, the markets are going nuts right now. I mean, I obviously, like we talked about yesterday, the prices are going to be going up. They did on the franc and the British sovereign. There are just one or two things left that haven't increased yet. One is that that walking Liberty half at 869. The $10 Liberty right now is at 818.50. Both of those are still at the same price. They're going to go shooting up as well. Everything in this market is hot. Alex, we're going to have a market like we had just a few years ago where the supply of gold is going to become so tight. Places like Kitco are going to have to put disclaimers on the front of their website saying they can't deliver right now. I mean, Barrick had to default on their futures contracts because they sold too much gold.
So the gold and silver is running out, but you're saying the deal from a month ago or 3 weeks ago where it's at 945, you're saying you're at the very end, you've sold out of most of it. What coins do you have left when the gold market was 55 or more dollars less?
Well, the coins that reflect those prices right now are going to be the $10 Liberty, which is at 818.50, and the walking Liberty half, which is at $8.69. That both of those coins right now are the same coins that I priced. The same quote that I said 3 weeks ago when gold was down at that 945 level, and we're just coming up off of 911. There is definitely a strong market going on right now. That stuff will go up in price too. All I can say, Alex, is that people should be taking heed right now. Plus, also I was looking at Stiglitz right now, his article from yesterday. He's talking about the banks having a major problem, much larger than it was a couple of years ago and when Paulson was trying to bail out the banks.
In fact, Ted, we're going to break in 1 minute. Come back. I'm going to give you the floor for 5 minutes. I want to sit back because you've been doing this 30 years and you are an expert in your own right, the caliber of Chapman. I mean, you really got good insights on what Stiglitz is saying. Other economists saying we may have a dollar death. Like Argentina, Forbes is saying that. I hope that isn't the case. But regardless, 945, now 1,009, that's $64 more gold prices. You're doing this at a deal nobody can do. You've got silver at the price when it was a couple bucks less. That's below spot, almost gone. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. And I hope you'll call the brokers. Ted, how long can you hold that deal? I mean, you keep extending it.
Yeah, I know. Well, I couldn't extend the British sovereigns or the francs, so right now we're going to hold this deal until midnight tonight. And we'll
see what
happens.
Is the only deal, so you've run out of those. Okay, explain it to me when we get back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.